The word today is joyful. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. There are many disruptive and fearful things in this world. It might seem impossible to maintain joy in the face of all these challenges. Yet, through God's Spirit, as a Christian, we can have consistent joy. The key to having a joyful spirit lies in bringing our concerns to God the Father. In doing so, we are freed from worry. Here to share more about this encouraging topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Joyful.
There are some parts of the Bible that astound me because they show the intensity of love or joy that we can have as believers and can overcome the many problems of the world. I am going to be talking to us about joy today. One of the best passages in regard to joy is in Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is such a lovely passage. It talks about the fact that we can have serenity, peace, joy because of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it encourages us to seek this peace and joy by taking our problems, our issues, our hassles, our persecutions, and bringing them to God the Father and handing them to God the Father and letting Him work on our behalf so that we can be at rest. There is a phrase that is said repeatedly here, rejoice in the Lord always. Well, joy is different than happiness. Let's first distinguish this. I remember my father, Paul Schrader, our co-speaker on the program, teaching my sister Dana and I, as we were young, the difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is an emotion, and it can change in a moment. If you're happy, and then you fall, or you stumble, and you stub your toe, and you're in pain now, suddenly your happiness is gone. You went from being happy to being very sad or grumpy. But joy is something that is deeper. It's not as affected by the current circumstances. It's not emotionally derived. It's out of the knowledge, the security, the serenity that you have because of your relationship with God and Jesus Christ. So the joy that the Christians had was very, very deep-seated, and it was based on the resurrection of Jesus. Because they knew He had been raised from the dead, they knew that as believers and followers in Him, they would also receive that gift. That's why they could even have been thrown into prison or harassed and still have joy because they know the future that is planned for them by Jesus Christ. And that's something we should keep in mind, too, to look forward, look into the future toward the heavenly goal, toward the eternal life that God has given us, and not get bogged down in the daily problems. I know that's a challenge, but we have to continually hand our issues and problems to God in prayer in order to get this peace that surpasses understanding. Now, that doesn't mean that peace is irrational. It means it's divine. It extends beyond our typical way of understanding. So let's think about three ways that the Lord is going to give us joy, and He is going to do it by eliminating the fear that we have, the anger that we have, or the hopelessness that we feel. So let's think about these three in turn. Joy in Christ can displace or replace fear. You ever noticed in principle that you can't be happy and fearful at the same time. Neither can you be angry and joyful at the same time. You also can't feel hopeless and have joy at the same time. Your heart only accommodates certain emotions and feelings at a time. You can't just throw it all in there. One is going to bubble to the surface. Something is going to dominate your feelings, your mind. And so we want to have the joy of Christ dominating, dictating our minds. But the world always constantly gives us temptations and causes for alarm, reasons to fear. And so we're going to address this. Now, I remember a quote from David Jeremiah, who in a book called What Are You Afraid Of? Said, phobias, or fear, is like the coils of a snake. The more we give in to them, the tighter they squeeze. Isn't that true? If you sit worrying, and thinking about the fear, it only gets worse. We need to take a strong resistance to it and claim joy in Jesus. There's all kinds of things that can cause fear: disasters, disease, debt, defeat, disconnection, disapproval, danger, depression, and death. Those are all discussed in that book. And that sounds like a lot of cause to be fearful. But remember, we're worshiping an almighty God, a holy God who has all authority and power, who created this world, who created us, who redeemed us through his son, Jesus Christ. So he has the capacity to save us from all of these things. So how to displace fear? Well, it's sort of like when our kids were young. They were tiny, and as they'd get ready for bed, sometimes we'd turn out the light, and then they'd get scared. They'd think they'd see a ghost or something. And this might happen two or three times where the door is closed, and then they'd be screaming, I'm scared. No, and that would happen once or twice, and we'd say, there's nothing here. There's nothing under your bed. There's no ghosts and all. Close the door again. I'm scared. Finally, about the third time, I'd say, all right, enough of this. Now you go to bed. And it was very interesting. The fear of the ghost was displaced with fear of Dad. Now they suddenly knew that I was upset, and well, the ghost wasn't as important anymore. There's an interesting thing about this. We are to have awe and fear of God, not terror. But we should have this respect of God, that we are more concerned to please him than we're afraid of other things. I mean, after all, he's the one that holds the power of life and death and forgiveness. So a great way to get rid of your other fears is to have awe and respect of God, who can control our future and has a say over our future. Let's go on to joy displacing anger. Boy, we can get locked on to anger. In James 1, it says, a man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. And there can be a lot of reasons for anger: disappointment, frustration, pain. Often we find that we're disappointed and disgusted with someone else, and it's their fault. It's their fault they didn't diagnose us properly and get us the right drugs in order to have alleviation of pain. It's their fault that they crashed the car and now we have this bill coming. And there's always someone to point the finger at. Now, here's the interesting thing. Anger can only be eliminated through forgiveness. We tend to hold grudges. In our sinful flesh, we want revenge. We get upset. Other people have failed us or hurt us. In the worst cases, they might be persecuting us. And Jesus teaches us the key to reclaiming joy is through forgiveness. Pray for your enemies and those that persecute you. Bless them. Boy, that's challenging. And the only way we can do that is through the love of Jesus Christ, to understand that this will cleanse our heart and our mind, and it will release us from a rage, from a retaliatory mindset. God wants us to be free from that anger and that revenge mindset, to be able to live in the love and mercy that he shows us. Let's take a look at the third one. Joy in Christ displaces hopelessness. Man, there is a lot of hopelessness in the world today. Many individuals have bought into the lie that life just spontaneous began on this earth and that there's no God, no rhyme or reason. I'll tell you what, if you want to have a hopeless life, that's a great philosophy. Wonderful way in order to have no meaning or purpose and to despair and think your life is worthless. Frankly, I don't want to live that kind of life. And I don't think you should live that kind of life. We have a God who created this world, and the evidence for this fantastic, incredible design is all around us, if we don't deny it from the onset. This God who created us also loves us and gave us a Savior, Jesus. He wants us to have purpose and meaning, and you can have that purpose and meaning if you come to Jesus Christ, receive his forgiveness, and live for his glory. You can be an evangelist. You can be a Christian who brings the light of the world to other people. There is no higher purpose than this in life. So we are not hopeless. Christians have great energy and zeal and desire for the future, despite all the other things that might cause us agitation, because we have a God who has saved us. In Philippians 4, verse 7, it says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." You know, the fears that we have, the different phobias, the things that agitate us and get us angry, the things that cause hopelessness and despair, they're attacking us. God can guard your heart and mind through faith in Jesus Christ. You can actually have peace that's like a fortress or a bulwark against these things. I hope that you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that you will have peace and calm and protection through your love for him and redemption.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.